do this one?
I was just going to wait for you. Because my clock still says 4:59.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Kelly, I would really appreciate it. We work across the hall from each other.
Let me just say hello. Oh.
Tom.
Greenbuzz. You ready? Okay, we are going to go live. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
And Rod here. Crowder absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. Were there any corrections?
I had none.
Okay, and I didn't see any either.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from the Board of Works meeting Tuesday, April 11th, as presented.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. I do note, as a side note, that at the last meeting we postponed the approval of minutes,
mm-hmm.
and that's because I think that was just me and Walt.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure
March
for future meetings, we for the next, because we obviously we can't prove it tonight. It would have been, yeah, the second meeting in March.
So it must have been the 28th.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We just need to make sure we get those approved when Walt gets back. Thank you. Next up is the Boucher addition. Plat approval for 551 East Business 30.
I think you both have a copy. This is just the
Mylar. Oh, that's the Mylar?
That's the paper.
Okay. I can do either. Well, we got signed the Mylar anyway. Yeah. Right? So. Okay. And I did look at this. I know there's a ton of wetland in the back of the lot number one, but I'm assuming they're going to figure out a way to get things on there. So, and the Mylar didn't get signed by Planning Commission, but I'm assuming it's already gone through.
I was not at it, but I do believe it did go through.
Yeah, I thought so.
I didn't think it was done. They did it.
Well, I thought I saw something attached there that had in our packet.
Yeah.
That showed that they had voted, and everybody but Chip had voted yes.
Okay.
Chip didn't vote, though, so to be fair.
Exactly.
Do you have any questions about that, the two-lot, or the basically two-lot subdivision?
No.
Okay, and I didn't have any questions either, so I'll make a motion. We approve the Boucher addition as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
Did you get signatures? No. Did you invite him tonight?
Let's push Walt's chair out of the way there. Thank you. I'll leave it up here and then we can get it after board. Okay, next up is North Substation upgrade, a pay request from Kent Power. Sean.
Correct. What you have in front of you is invoice 2872NOR21B0622. What they're requesting is a significant completion up to, I believe they're up to 75%. invoice amount for $428,813.34 with our 10% retained, $42,883 makes the invoice total $385,932.01. What this is the overhead portion of this project, which is completed. Poles, wire, labor, everything overhead basically after this invoice, what's remaining is $197,244, which we will hold until the job is completed. And I think the reason why it was kind of taking a while of time was obviously, you know, with me not being here at a softball game. And also, we've had a few issues with the engineering on this, and we're dealing with those. So we have looked over this portion of it, and I've reviewed it. The engineers have reviewed it, and I have approved and signed off on paying this invoice. The rest of the invoices, we'll have to have a discussion before we pay it. I'm going to recommend we pay the amount of $385,932.01. On this invoice, and I welcome any questions you might have.
I have none.
And just so you're aware, Nicole, Marcia and Sean and I met earlier today to kind of talk through some of the concerns and challenges going through here. So I know Sean's working on putting together a meeting to kind of make sure everyone's on the same page and all that kind of good stuff. But and so there was a lot of my concerns alleviated at that meeting. So I'll make a motion that we approve invoice number 2872NOR21PO6-2 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. You have anything else you want to tell the Board of Works before you go?
With that, Marcia, I'm working on a document that we are not able to obtain right now.
You are excused. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, next up is engineering services agreement for Columbia City South Trail or the Blue River Trail South. And you'll remember at the last meeting we tabled this issue because Marcia had some concerns, rightfully so. And so I know that Marcia has connected with the people or the attorney maybe on the other side of the table.
Just the insurance rep.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to just kind of give, because I know obviously.
Yeah, so one of the questions was they and I've asked this question over time, not just with this document, but when they say they don't have warranties and then they limit their liability on the insurance part, it always concerns me a little bit. But I found out finally from somebody that if they say no warranties, then they won't get insured. So that's why those two are separate. I'm being really simplistic, but the bottom line is I understood now what's going on with those provisions, so I was okay with the way it's written. The other portion was the ownership and use of the drawings, and basically the city will have a license to use those, and but you just can't take ownership of them. They retain the ownership, so, gotcha. Which is what it states. I was just curious about that since we're paying for all this.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have that contract so I can the ERA contract? Do you want to see it again? I was just going to get the number off it. So. Okay, so this is for professional services. And we did or did not want them not to exceed?
They're not going to exceed.
Okay.
So not because they've already pro bono a lot of the
gotcha.
Money, so
okay.
There's no way they could exceed.
I hear you. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the professional services agreement with Engineering Resources, Inc. in a not-to-exceed amount of $369,890 for the Blue River Trail South project. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. I didn't sign that, so. Okay. Did we ever get the Everest pay request?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so we will table item number 6, which is the pay request for CSO 19, until the next meeting, because we don't have that. Next up is the Main and Jefferson Street Force Main Project Update. Mike.
Invited Greg this evening. Greg's going to give you the board an update on that, and then I'll be asking for approval to move forward with the project.
Okay. Greg, come on up. Name and firm, please.
Greg Arnes, is that Diane Associates. Want me to start and just give an overview? I don't know.
Yep, just give it, yeah, overview, because what it started out is, like I said, we started out as a Force Main project, and then it has snowballed and developed into something else. So, yeah, if we could give them just an update, that'd be great.
It is, or it's not.
And obviously, they have price estimates and stuff like that. So,
if it's green.
We give it to Derek. No, unless we need it. Is it a battery issue?
I think he just put it on mute.
Oh, that's on.
There you go.
Oh, I think he turned it off.
Okay.
Oh, you get feedback?
No, it went in.
No, I know. I'm asking Tara. I'm sorry.
I don't hear.
We're having three conversations.
We were.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
All right, so I'll give you an overview. There's two lift stations, the Jefferson Street lift station and the Main Street station. And the project originally was to replace the force mains because they are from 1959 cast iron, and they are way past their lives. They've fallen apart. Yeah, and they're probably pretty rough inside. And that's an important point because those stations, I did the calculations on it. It does appear that they were designed to pump against those very rough old force mains to do their job. So now when we replace those force mains with a new plastic pipe, it's like night and day. Very smooth. You can see it's much easier to push water through. So the amount of energy that the pumps have to generate and push through is a lot less.
Okay.
And we
talked about that in the interview. I said, you know, there might be an issue when you replace those.
Yes.
That the pumps will wind up their curve. It's the same thing as like if you put the pedal to the floor in your car while it's in neutral. That's kind of how the pumps are going to see it when you replace the line.
Okay.
They're going to do that. Burn up a motor. And certainly on Jefferson, it has over 2,000 foot of force main. Main Street is a shorter line. You'd think maybe it wouldn't make as big a difference, but due to other changes, past projects and relocating the discharge, those are around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
This project, I think, would push them over the edge as well. So both stations are getting pump replacements. So the pumps will be matched to those new force mains. And maybe lower power than that, but they won't wind off their curve or anything like that. At Jefferson, we just need to replace the large storm pump. Each station has two little pumps that take care of day-to-day flow, and a real big pump, one, to take care of storm water flow.
Sure.
At Jefferson, the little pumps, they're okay. They don't care.
Yeah.
But the big pump, it'll not be compatible.
Gotcha.
On Main Street, we had to replace both the little pumps and the big pumps. So that got added on to do that. And I did all the calculations, engineering, and that. And then S&K Equipment Company, they're going to work with Maddox Industrial. They're going to provide the pump station upgrade part. It's a turnkey operation with new Vaughan copper pumps. And I think that'll make Mike's life a little easier, too, with debris and stuff that can come into those stations. So that it's going to be directional drilled and not open cut, mm-hmm. and then the station work. Station work gets done first.
Yeah.
Or
simultaneously, maybe.
The new pumps have to be in place before you can hook mm-hmm. stations up to the new work.
Sure.
The old pumps, I'm not too confident that they'll be happy.
Okay.
So, but the new pumps, they can push against the old line.
Gotcha.
And they're not, they'll be okay.
Okay.
Until they're waiting for that to hook up with the new line.
So I think what's important maybe, Greg, to just discuss for a moment is really what the, obviously we talked about the older pipes, but just talk about the benefit of this project to residents. Like what is, you know, and maybe this is maybe a Mike and you thing or what it, I don't know what it is, but at the end of the day, I think it'd be good to maybe describe maybe the point of the project and why it benefits residents or at least our system.
Right. Mike, you are having problems with the force main failing, right? Rupturing.
We've repaired it.
Yeah.
I'm for the sewer department, but that stretch from on Jefferson Street, especially, we've probably repaired it, and I'd say at least 8 different spots.
Yeah.
Along that's a lot.
Yeah. And on Main Street, there's at least 2 or 3 clamps just. From the station to the guardrail
mm-hmm.
in that hillside, there's 2 or 3 clamps right in there.
Right in that area. So, and remind me, this is, and I guess remind the public, is the current current force main goes from the Jefferson Street lift station underneath the Mary Raver playground.
Just through their playground.
Yeah, and so this would reroute it around that playground, correct?
It's correct. We are not going that old route.
Yeah.
But I understood that was not so desirable.
Yeah.
So we're going down the street.
Gotcha.
If I remember correctly, that's where the last break was in the playground. So
I was going to say, I
will eliminate that from happening in the future.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, a cast iron line from 59, that is really old. I mean, sometimes
we've gotten our value out of it, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It's way past its useful life.
Yeah.
And it's, the failures are just going to keep getting more numerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's done.
Gotcha. Okay. So obviously we have some probable construction cost in front of us here.
Right.
So we anticipate that the overall potential construction cost will be about 1.3, 1.4 in that general range. And that's where are you? Obviously we've had other projects come in. Some low, but most of them higher. So where are you seeing things right now? And I'm not asking to be Nostradamus, because I understand things are weird right now. But
I mean higher.
Yeah.
And it is hard to.
But this is a fresh opinion of cost, meaning that it's as close to, based on what you guys are seeing right now. And
yeah, I mean it's mm-hmm. it's a recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have any questions, of Greg? Sure.
Oh, this thing.
The pump station work—that's a good chunk of it.
Yeah.
And that we already got that passed.
Okay.
I made a few changes. I was just talking to Mike. I added some money into those mm-hmm. because I added to their scope a little
gotcha.
Bit.
Gotcha.
So those are already known prices.
Is that those last two components, which add up to be about $400,000+ of that?
Pump station, pump replacement, turnkey.
Gotcha.
So those are locked in. Mm-hmm. So then the rest of it's just force main. And the straightforward job, I mean, there shouldn't be a lot of unknowns or unforeseen that the contractor's going to be, padded for. That's my hope there. It's a pretty simple, straightforward job as far as the force means.
Okay. Kelly and or Mike, do you have anything? You have anything else you want to add or anything that we haven't talked about?
It's just been a concern for a long time
sure.
in that stretch.
Sure.
Especially the Jefferson Street area. But so I'm glad to see that it's addressed.
Being addressed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do not, unless you have any questions for me.
I don't on this, okay. So thank you. I don't think you do. No. Any of either of you ladies have anything to say or questions? Okay. Thank you. Oh, thank sure. you. So on that note, let's go ahead and then move to the agreement that you put in our box regarding the RPR work.
This is I contact engineering resources last week in SN to put together a proposal to have one of their senior inspectors. We have worked with his name's Craig Mackey. He actually lives here in Columbia City, and we've worked with Craig on the steel dynamics force main. Yep. The Greg's worked with him, has also worked with him on the 700 East pig launch at the station. And Craig was on that. He was the 600 East, the pipe lining that we done there along 600 East, the cleaning on that. He was part of that. The new control panel at 350. So basically anything that had to do with that, he's been on that. And he's well-versed.
Yeah.
And so I've asked for that. And they put together a proposal. It's a time and material. Not to exceed of $50,372. And this contract is good from June of 2023 through December of 2023, which the anticipated timeline of the force main and lift station is 180 days. Obviously, substantial completion is that, or will be before that, and then you'll have your final completion. So they don't have the full six-month period in here, because there's anticipated time that, you know, when that they put the pumps in and how long that's going to take before that material gets here. So when they do that part of it, there'll be inspection there. And then from there, they'll go to the force main, which will be the second part of that project. There may be a little bit of a lull time in there between those, depending on, you know, who does it and material. It is going to be the biggest thing on this. So they also included Craig's time at 2 months. That's 5 days a week doing the inspections, and they included a couple other members of their staff that do construction inspection at a lower rate for 1 month time to fill in if Craig can't be there because he's working on other projects, which I'm comfortable with that too. At 1 month, that's also 5 days a week. So,
okay.
And the question I had is, Marcia had time to go to look at those?
I did right now.
Okay. To me, I went through it this morning. As soon as I got it, it looked like pretty much a standard contract.
Yep.
Nothing jumped out at me, so then I forwarded it to Marcia right away for her review and comments. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll go from there if she has any comments or concerns.
I don't think she does. One of the things I guess I was thinking about, Mike, after you and I chatted a little bit is, I mean, we're kind of doing this a little bit backwards, right? Because have we taken bids for this project yet?
No,
that's going to be
my next request.
Okay.
To advertise.
Right.
So, yes.
So I guess my question would be, I don't have a problem necessarily, unless you do, have a problem moving forward with this, but it's something that obviously they wouldn't start billing us stuff until the project actually started, right? Because you
that
had said
correct.
It's time and materials, right?
So. That is correct. Time and material and not to exceed the $50,000. So, once we start, then that's what we'll, you know, obviously they wouldn't start depending when, you know, the board decides the advertisement date.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a bid opening. The first that we would probably, Craig, he'll probably would start reviewing some of the material before the project starts, so going over the plans and specifications, so he's familiar with all that. The first time we actually physically would have him would probably be at the pre-con meeting.
Okay.
So, and we don't know that date yet because we have to advertise first, and then from there, then we'll figure out when bid opening is. We're going to advertise for 30 days. So, do you want to go back to that part of it before and try to finish that up? Or do you want to continue where we're at? Because I know we're going to do this and then go back to the Forest Main project. Do you want to go back to the Forest Main project and then come back to this here in just a few minutes?
Sure. Let's do it that way.
Okay. I don't know if that'll make it simpler, but if we go back to the Forest Main project, I guess my request is that after talking with Greg, that we would like to advertise for the project starting next week for a 30-day period. And then that's going to be May 2nd through approximately May 31st. And then we would have the bid opening. The first Board of Works would be June 13th Board of Works. So we would have a bid opening that day. So essentially it would be almost 6 weeks worth of time.
Yeah.
Unless we just end it probably at the end of the month, 30 days, and you know, but we won't have bid opening until this, June 13th. And then I'm not sure how long after that you would have, you know, you're probably going to have a couple of weeks. That'd be the first month. So we would have the engineer's recommendation after the review bids and everything like that by the end of June, which I have a calendar. Let me bring my calendar back up. And so the end of June. So that would make it the 27th meeting. June 27th would we
for
would
award.
Award it.
So I guess that's, I mean, my question is I thought what I heard you say was that ERI was scheduled to go from July on, but
June through December is the length of the contract.
So Anytime in that time period.
Because the whole project is 180 days.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they're just saying from the 1st of June through December. But, yeah, we won't incur any cost until
actually doing it.
So
I guess my question would be more for maybe Greg or your firm would be, you know, again, is a month or we'll say almost 6 weeks, would that be, is that enough time? Is it too much time? You know, does it make a difference, do you think, with contractors?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's plenty of time. I mean, 1 month is all you on this is all you need.
Yeah.
I mean, if you give them a month as opposed to being shorter, you know, they can figure things out a little
better.
They're not guessing and scrambling.
And you're probably doing a pre-bid meeting along the way,
yeah,
and then they're
right
looking
the middle,
up the plans
yeah.
and okay.
And you know, this 6 month construction time. It won't take that long. Like Mike said, some of that is time you need. They need to get the materials, delivery times. But it should be a good amount of time that gives the contractor flexibility. If he doesn't probably work around and work it into his other work, as
sure.
opposed to making him have to throw something else out to do it.
So is it something that we believe that we would be putting that, I guess, that bid deadline or I'm sorry, the construction deadline sort of the end of the year, and we feel like that's a, I mean, again, because if we're looking at the RPR services going through the end of December, I just don't want to get, you know, construction timeline goes into February, but our RPR runs out in December, so, and then we have to do an addendum and all that kind of stuff, so. But if we think we can get the project completed, especially with materials and other things like that by the end of the year, I don't necessarily have a problem with going to bid. I don't know what you're thinking, but
hopefully by the pumps themselves are Vaughn, they're American made, so hopefully that will speed up the process. We don't
sure.
have to order them overseas.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee on that, but we'll have to see.
And we could probably get you a recommendation quick. I mean, if it's 13th opening, it shouldn't take us too long to put something together for the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to wait till the next board, though.
Anyway.
Yeah. Unless they would call a special meeting. But I don't think a 2 weeks going to make that much of a difference.
No.
The only thing I didn't figure in there is I thought it was a pre-con meeting.
I'm sorry? It was a pre-con meeting?
A pre-bid.
A pre-bid, okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's
one,
right,
so.
Pre-con looking after, yeah.
But I suppose that could be any time and, you know, start advertising next week.
I was going to say, I mean,
right
you could,
that, so.
Yeah. Any time between the time in which you advertise for bids and the opening, as long as there's a period in between there before opening that you can share stuff, that's perfectly fine with me, so. I think we're good with you moving forward with going through the bidding process for this project.
Okay.
Obviously, we want to make sure obviously they know, the contractors know what the timeline is going to be, whatever that timeline that's appropriate, and then obviously ensuring that if timelines aren't followed or something like that, maybe there's some clawbacks or something, just what our normal contract standards are. So if you have any questions, talk to our legal counsel. So I'll make a motion that we go ahead and go to bid on this Main and Jefferson Street, Forest Main, Main and Jefferson, Forest Main Replacement Project.
Second.
Yeah. Motion and second. And further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay?
Thank you.
So now you want us to take the RPR piece up.
Sure.
Is there something else you want us to do before that?
No. That's okay. So once we have that done, so now we can have, we'll move forward with that project. So now we can move forward with the proposal on construction service.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I really had anything else to add other than, you know, if our dates, it's June through December, is something. I don't think that they would have much trouble coming back to them and say, hey, could we make that July through, you know, January, or moving that around. I don't think that there would be that big of a deal.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So we'll just leave it where it's at for right now, but I don't think it would cost us any more or anything like that because mm-hmm. we're just changing dates. So.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the RPR contract with Engineering Resources in a not to exceed of $50,372 that wouldn't begin until construction.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
And do you have one, or I've got a copy here? You got one there. Perfect.
RC has one. Okay. Nicole, I think you're up.
Okay. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $465,181.79 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 25th, 2023 for EFT checks.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Of those present. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to pay accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $1,067,388.99 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated April 25th, 2023 for checks.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $235,399.89 plus overtime in the amount of $7,498.18 from the pay file ending April 7th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,750 from the pay file ending April 14th, 2023 for the second quarter clothing allowance.
I'll second. Motion second. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Department head reports. Oh.
We have one more thing that we just discussed out there that I did not realize. So, you give Greg just a couple minutes.
Okay, Greg, you're recognized. Come on up.
Okay,
thanks. Then we'll be finished. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, in addition to the RPR services, you'll need construction admin.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the two biggest components are shop drawing review, ROIs, troubleshooting, anything that. You know, things we've come across in the field, we've worked with, you know, the RPR.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Greg before.
Yeah.
On the big one. And, you know, so those services, you'd be happy to report on that.
Okay. Would that be an addendum to our current engineering contract?
It can be, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you guys are the ones that drew up the engineering spec, so that would probably make the most sense. So if you want to just draft up an addendum to that contract, Marsha, are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it that way, and then we'll take it under consideration. All right,
thank you.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Chip.
So I'll report on one of the departments that I operate right now. Softball started last night. Baseball starts tonight. Bids were accepted for Eagle Park last night, and they were just a tad bit high, and we're going to review those tomorrow. So
that's
other
really
than
kind
that,
to
nothing
say
else.
to say that it's a tad bit high.
Tad bit high.
I would call them much differently than that, but go ahead.
Optimist.
Sure.
I have nothing else.
Okay. You want to report on the other department you're managing?
The other department's kind of taking a back burner.
Okay. Okay. Questions of Chip?
No.
Thank you. Kelly?
Yeah, I'll report on one of the departments I run also.
Appreciate that.
One of the two.
Yep.
No, we had a sanitary line we had to fix down by Happy Valley. Had a sinkhole in the drive approach.
Oh, okay.
So we got that taken care of. And
do we have to rip up asphalt for it?
What?
Do we have to rip up asphalt for
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit on the approach right
okay.
there. And then we worked up on Oak and Van Buren Street on a stormwater issue. We've been kind of working with the water department on, and we had a repair on that. Did the yesterday. Now we got a pour ramp back and some other concrete and things like that, and button that project up. Then we our jet machines got a few issues with it. We're going to have Brown Equipment Company taking that over to their shop and try to address some things we got going on with that. That's it for now.
You want to report on your other department?
The other department, yeah. We've been running a sweeper. We got limb pickup coming up next month, mm-hmm. and then we got appliances that we'll be picking up after that. I think it's yeah. May 2nd or something like that.
That's not, yeah, I think so. That'd be next week.
Yeah.
So I did get, just for your information, I did get a resident from the Wooddale neighborhood that just wanted to give kudos for the street sweeping and stuff and just how much it helps bring pride to their neighborhood and things like that. So they really appreciated the work that you guys do in regards to street sweeping.
We took it downtown, the alleys. Chip had a request to do that.
Okay.
East-west alley behind Bruja. Or
yeah.
Not Bruja.
Well, they have now Bruja, too.
Yeah. And
they
so
did
we
everything.
Just kind of swept all that up. And then we'll try to get uptown early before First Friday start.
Yep.
Get all that swept up before
next
those events.
May 5th.
So. I was going to say a week from this Friday, next Friday.
Yep.
Yep. Good. Questions, Kelly? Thank you. We talked about, just sorry, Kelly, one more thing. We talked about paving is scheduled for August.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we talked about that last time, but just in case we didn't, I wanted to make sure it was mentioned. So.
Yep.
Tom.
Well, we had one-on-one at the shop again. This time we noticed some grease or oil, the differential fluid on the ground. So we called up Adam. He's like, yeah, the seal's out. He took the seal, the front seal off, and it looked like chocolate milk came out of the differential, so it had a lot of water in it. So he had to pull the axles and get all of the watery grease out of there and flushed it out, put it back together. Somehow the overflow on the tank is draining down on the differential, and the breather must have got stuck open and it sucked in a bunch of water. So he has rerouted that hose to a different location to try to prevent that from happening again. So hopefully we didn't have to outsource it. Thank goodness Adam's pretty resourceful himself. There was a possibility we're going to, but I really can't give him enough kudos for going the extra mile to make sure that that was done correctly and in-house to save us money.
Yeah.
102, the brakes are going to need addressed, so he's going to come get that, I think he said, next week and take care of that. We did have a dual training with Columbia Township last Tuesday night. Went very well down at the burn facility. Really like to say thanks to them for participating, because we work with them probably the most of all the other townships. It's nice to get out and train together that we really don't do very often. Our air packs were tested last week. One of them did fail. They have a lifetime warranty on them, so we tested our packs, and I went down to the water department. Mike wants us to keep his up because they were bought at the same time.
Yep.
So we went down, and theirs passed flying colors as well, other than our one. The generator out back, I reported a while back, our generator was in. Well, they been working to install it. It was supposed to last, I think it was last Friday. Time's getting away from me. I think it was last Friday they came to finish putting it in, and there's a little bit of a glitch, so they're working with Cummins. It couldn't have happened at a better time during storm season, so if we have a power outage where the fire stations could put.
Great.
They're diligently working trying to get this figured out. And our gas meters are still in boxes. We've been trying to get a hold of the salesman because he was supposed to come help us hook them up and give us training on them. And so this week, tomorrow, Reese is going to call this guy's company and just go, look, we can't get a hold of him. We need help.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, it's be a shame if those sit in the boxes for a long time without us being able to utilize them.
Yeah, and we're down to one gas meter
that's
operational
right now.
I
know we're in dire straits about that. So, okay.
So, that's it.
Questions of Tom? Thanks, Tom. Terry?
Well, we've got a network outage scheduled this Sunday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. to upgrade the VMs, which is our servers, so it'll be upgrading the hardware and software that the servers ride on. So hopefully that will go quickly without any issues. We've got a couple other major projects that are just waiting on approval.
Will that network outage impact anything regarding phone calls coming in or anything like that that the residents
probably
would experience?
Probably won't 911, but it'll take our phone system. Well, our phone system may stay up, but all the servers are going to go down, so anything like the utility servers, Spillman servers, CAD mm-hmm. servers, MSFGIS server, all that stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's always kind of questionable what's actually going to work.
Gotcha.
But dispatch has been advised. So
But what residents need to know is 911 won't be down. There won't be any issues with that.
I don't believe there will be any issues with the 911.
Yeah. It'll just be if people are calling in for utilities, city utilities or something, then gotcha. Okay. Question, Terry? Thank you. Mike Schroeder.
We've had new talks with new service out at the jail, getting make sure we got the meter size that they're asking for. Also, I think they tapped this week the line to go back, and they're going to have a 8-inch sprinkler system in there, I believe, also.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several storm lines that we've found are in bad shape. One on an addition on Lincoln Way. Yeah, I think it's a 36-inch plastic that has collapsed.
Okay.
And Wygents are going to try. We got the pipe in, but we can't dig deep enough with our equipment, so Wygents is going to do it for us.
Okay.
So other than that.
Okay. Question the mic. Thank you. Gary.
Officer Campbell and Officer Thomas completed and graduated from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy this past Friday, so glad to have two guys back in the schedule, so that's going to work out great. Officer Cornejo started Monday, and seems to be, actually start date was Saturday, but his first official work day was Monday.
Sure.
Seems to be enjoying it, pleased.
Good.
So there's three guys, and he shouldn't take too long because he's a lateral. We had 23 applications. Seven withdrew, or didn't show up. Three laterals moved on to the interviews, and we only had three pass all the testing. So we got a total of six going to interviews. So.
And we have how many spots open now?
Four.
Four? Yeah.
Four. Well, four as of Friday.
What? Four,
four
as of?
As of this coming Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Thor's retirement's Friday. Mm-hmm. So a little disappointed in that. Didn't have more guys going to the interview process, but hey.
But I do think it's something to be said that laterals are looking toward us. I mean, I think that's there's something to be said about that as well.
Right, so. I agree. So the second department I work with, they had 20 applications, or they tested 20 applicants, and they had two laterals in that, so they're taking 15 to the interviews there. So they got a good pool going there.
Okay, good.
Dispatch worked with the fire department to activate the I Am Responding app. So I don't know if Tom wants to talk a little more on that or not, but he said that was a pretty smooth process.
Yeah, it's very, I don't know if you guys knew about our, we used to have active 911. The I am responding gives us stored voice so that if you don't have your pager or radio with you, it comes over your phone, and it's an added feature for guys that don't have anything with them, and you can actually listen to what dispatch says over your phone now, which is huge.
And it tells who's actually can respond or whatever.
Right.
Who's
right.
Actually responding.
Yeah. For an incident commander, it's big because the guys can get on there and hit, I am available and I'm responding, or I'm unavailable, that kind of thing. So they know who they got coming.
So with the shortages, dispatch and police officers are stepping up and covering shifts, and it's getting a little taxing, but yeah.
It's like burning through the overtime budget.
Yeah. Fortunately.
Gotcha. And Tom, I think maybe you mentioned it, and I just blocked out during that time period. But did you have an interview or you have an application process happening right now?
Correct, the lateral process.
The lateral process. Okay.
And it closes next Friday.
Okay.
I very much doubt we'll get any applications until next week because nobody wants their name out there when they're trying to do a lateral.
Gotcha. And then hopefully we'll get some laterals that'll be in that process, and that'll be great. If that doesn't happen, then we'll extend it and or just do a new process that's not laterals or correct. Open to everybody.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Great.
I think I guess I could ask right now since we're here. If I don't get the four out of this process, do I have permission to open up? Might as well put it out there.
I mean, if you know, again, obviously that last interview usually comes to Board of Works already. To me, I mean, I don't have a problem with saying, you know, if we're not able to fill those four slots going through another round.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always interesting to me how one round we get a certain group of people, but the next round we tend to get a different complete group of people, even though they're like back to back. Like it just. It's amazing to me how that happens, but I recognize life changes for everybody. So
timing of advertising, yep. I guess.
Yep. So I think yes, we're good with that. We're good with that. Okay. Other questions, Gary?
No.
Thank you, Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
I just had a.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So this is for the Show and Shine Car Show May 13th. This is on Indiana Avenue. We've approved this. I think this may be the third or fourth mm-hmm. year we've approved this. Yeah, I feel like. I could be wrong about that. But this is by Quality Diesel Performance. They're on Chicago Street. I don't see any concerns marked by any of the department heads. I know one of the things we've talked about in the past is just making sure that they notify the residents around there of that event happening. And making sure that we have the appropriate, you know, protection or whatever to make sure that all the fire trucks can get through and all those kind of things. So I'll make a motion. We approve the Show and Shine Car Show request with the caveat that they need to notify residents about the event.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous of the present. Anything else, Rosie?
No.
Just FYI, Nicole, this is the last week for people to apply for the park director position. Then Beth and I will be going through those applications probably next week and then start interviews 2 weeks from then and stuff. But I think we're up to maybe 15-ish applications at this point. So we'll be going through those. I don't think I have anything else at the moment. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. And there's no press here. Anybody from the audience want to talk on Board of Works? Okay. Hearing none, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.